Good morning. This is WIMC Regional News. With us is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Quite a column today. We'll start there, and then we'll go some other big news. But the fight between the governor and Mayor Bill de Blasio seems to have taken another turn.
The governor apparently held a thank you event for his fundraising committee a couple weeks ago and privately told them that one of his top priorities moving forward is to, quote, save New York City, according to several sources. He keeps publicly pounding, not necessarily de Blasio by name, but the inference is there that the city is falling back to the dark days of the 1970s, and apparently now he sees himself as the savior of New York City and expect to see him address some of the issues, including a plan to address the homeless situation in his upcoming State of the State address in January.
Now, there's something in the column, a term that's used, that and something you don't often see in a column, where the governor's aide is quoted as saying something about you.
Yeah, one of the people who were at the event said to me that what we're seeing with the governor in the old days was described as the salami treatment of the mayor, which is you take a slice at a time until there's nothing left. Apparently, the governor didn't like that comment, not that I made it, but the person made it and decided to say that I was wrong for printing it.
We go from there to the start of the former state assembly speaker Sheldon Silver on trial in a corruption and alleged bribery case.
Huge, huge case. This is one of two huge, huge cases that really will shed light on Albany and how it operates. People are going to be on their seats who are into politics and even some who aren't to see the underbelly of what goes on here in Albany. Shelley Silver was speaker, the powerful speaker, for over 20 years here in Albany. And in 2 weeks, the trial of former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos gets underway, another corruption trial. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out, both of illegal nature potentially and certainly what's legal but looks really bad.
To another politician whose seat is open because of corruption, and that's the seat in Binghamton, which the Republicans feel they can win, which is up for grabs tomorrow, of course, and that's former Senator Thomas Libous.
Right, and that seat, the Republican, according to a Siena poll last week, is up by over 50 points. I mean, the Democrats at one point thought maybe they could win if things broke right. The Senate Dems themselves saw the writing on the wall early and decided to basically sit it out. They basically kept their money in their wallets so they can use it next year for the bigger races that will determine the which party controls the Senate.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays for more, nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.